You're listening to another episode of the Zag Extra Soap here, continuing our series featuring our 2021 Institute Fellows. Rendell Irving is here. We'll catch up with him, hear what life has been like in school settings where Rendell works, and also what he's excited about with the Institute. Thanks for tuning in. Let's get to it. All right, Rendell, working for Community Nuevo Charter Schools, what has that been like since we went into lockdown in March?
Oh, it's been, we've been planning to reopen since we closed. So I feel in that respect, I feel ready in that respect. But it's been quite the adjustment for students, for staff, for everyone, for our families. Our students are greatly impacted by this pandemic, and our families. And so our main work is really trying to make sure that they have the basic necessities that they need at this time.
And then as a former teacher, you have a unique perspective on schools for sure, but also your role seems to be kind of unique in that you're supporting a whole host of folks within the school family. Give folks a little bit of insight into what kind of work you're actually doing.
Yeah, absolutely. I've been working in student services, student attendance, discipline, restorative practices, and school culture for about 8 years now within Community Nuevo and beyond. And just recently this year, my role expanded to include professional development for all of our classified staff, just ensuring that everybody at Community Nuevo receives development. So this kind of new initiative for me also has me working with our adult staff in addition to supporting school leaders.
And then, one thing that's been important to your progressive work as well is being on the Palms Neighborhood Council. And, as someone who's on a nearby neighborhood council, I know since March, neighborhood councils have played a really integral role in how communities have been able to get services during the pandemic. What kind of things stand out to you from the Palms perspective of things that have been successful for y'all, keeping the community safe, keeping the community secure?
Yeah, we've been able to do a lot of work in this pandemic, surprisingly. Some with mutual aid networks to make sure that residents are getting, have access to food and basic just services for picking up mail, picking up prescriptions and things like that. So we've done a lot of just work together to build community with others, to build up our volunteer network. And then we've also done a lot of work to communicate with the city around racial and social justice issues that are, not only coming up now, but really important now. Just making sure that we are communicating the desires of our community in that respect.
And in terms of what you're looking forward to with Institute, beyond obviously getting to interact and meet a bunch of other great folks, what kind of skills are you looking to develop or things are you trying to get out of it?
Yeah, I'm looking to continue building my network. I have the fortune of being in LA for about 15 years in the education sector, so I have a strong network there as I continue to work within leadership for Los Angeles City as far as elected leadership. I'm just continuing to build my network and continuing to build my skills. I think iron sharpens iron. So being part of a network where, other progressive leaders are working towards the same types of change and wanting to develop in the same types of ways. I'm just really looking forward to also just, connecting with other fellows, connecting with alumni, and really trying to just make sure that, in order to do this work, that we have the network built to make change.
Listen, we're excited to have you in the group. Congratulations on that. And thanks everyone for listening to this episode of The Zag. If you want to hear and meet the other amazing fellows who will be joining the 2021 Institute class, make sure to download all the episodes that we've been dropping the last couple of days. Get those at all the places you find your podcast: Apple, Google, SoundCloud, Spotify, Stitcher. They're all there. And until next time, we'll catch you soon.